13 minutes away from 1 o'clock, and must I mention once again that it is 1982. Once again, I thank all the people in ARD who made it all possible a few minutes ago. Oh, it sounds so nice for the old link-up, and Happy New Year. Many, many Happy New Years to come in the radio business for all involved. All staff and management of all the radio stations in Dublin and in Ireland. 14 minutes away from 1, I just mentioned that. We'll mention it again. It's the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
Thank you.
From the American Top 40. Let's feel the point.
6 minutes away from one.
Heading towards 1 o'clock news, and at least the insanity in this place has subsided slightly, just to a little heap on the floor. Colin Hayes playing your favorite. That's me.
You're a secret I wish that I
I just had to stop that train.
The Provisional IRA have said they were responsible for the attack on a British Army patrol in South Armagh this evening. One British soldier was slightly injured in the attack, which occurred near Cross Maglen. Gardaí and troops were immediately called to the scene, but the RUC say the shots were fired from north of the border. Meanwhile, Gardaí and County Louth are still looking for a blue van hijacked 2 days ago, which they believe may have been used in the latest attack. A bus strike planned to begin next Monday has been deferred. The National Bus Workers Union decided to defer strike action pending the outcome of a ballot on a pay offer made by CIE. The CIE offer is for a 16.25% wage increase for CIE workers. There are still persistent reports from Poland of disturbances in factories and other workplaces throughout the country, despite claims by the military authorities that all is quiet. Reliable sources have said that troops sealed off an ammunition factory near Radom, leading to speculation that the government was afraid explosives might get into the hands of Solidarity members. Radom has been a centre of resistance to martial law since it was imposed over 2.5 weeks ago. Details have also emerged of riots in the port of Gdansk earlier this month. One report describes how a number of people were forced to jump from a flyover when tanks moved in to break up a demonstration. The Polish Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Rakowski, has appealed for continued economic aid and trade cooperation to help Poland through her present difficulties. Mr. Rakowski was speaking after an extended two-day visit to West Germany, where he met a representative of the West German industry. And meanwhile, at a celebration of Mass in Rome this evening, the Pope has said that events in Poland have cast a darkness over the world. Evil threatened man, he said, but even among the most painful trials, there was still reason to give thanks, because the light of Christ shone continuously in the world, despite the darkness. Meanwhile, in Poland itself, there are reports of disturbances in factories and other places of work. Details have also emerged of riots in the port of Gdansk earlier this month. The government of the West African state of Ghana has been overthrown in a military takeover. The coup was led by Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlins. Speaking on the national radio, Flight Lieutenant Rawlins said he was taking over to rid the country of widespread corruption, and he called for a social and economic revolution. 2 years ago, he stepped down from power after leading a coup in 1979. In this latest coup, the president, Hilal Leyman, has been placed under house arrest in the capital, and all members of the armed forces and police have been mobilized. Meanwhile, Ghana's borders have been sealed off, and although there have been some reports of gunfire, there are no reports of major violence. United States President Reagan has said he hopes the current opportunity for nuclear arms reduction will not be lost. In his New Year message, Mr. Reagan said the Soviet Union should realize that its resources might be better spent on meeting the needs of its people rather than on producing instruments of destruction. In the Soviet Union, the chief spokesman of the Communist Party said that in 1982, his country was ready to make progress in areas such as the limitation of strategic arms and of medium-range weapons in Europe. In the north of India, at least 10 people have been killed in a raid on a village. Police believe the attack was carried out by bandits. This latest attack occurred in the same area as a similar raid last month in which 24 people died. Still in India, there have been violent clashes in the state of Assam during demonstrations against alleged illegal immigration. Reports say 3 people were killed when police opened fire on 3,000 demonstrators. The authorities on the Seychelles Islands in the Indian Ocean have announced that 6 white mercenaries and a woman are to stand trial on charges of treason arising out of the recent attempted coup. The charges carry a possible death penalty. And finally, back to Poland, where the military authorities have lifted the strict nighttime curfew to allow Poles to celebrate the new year. And the weather, dry throughout the night with widespread haze thickening to fog in places. Temperatures down to a low of 1 or 2 degrees with sharp ground frost later. And the outlook, dry with sunny spells. That's the Nova News and weather.
Thank you. your light itself. I believe.
To Paul McGovern and also to Georgina Lacey and to Stephen McGovern and to Deirdre Johnson and William Brayton.
And they're all in Paul Rochestown Park, and we wish them a happy and prosperous 1982. Dinah Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love.
Oh. started again. Trying to forget you was just a waste of time.
Seven.
recorded by Chris Rea back in 1978. Elkie Brock's Full If You Think It's Over. And I suppose I'd better play that for Anne, because she's a Colt 45 revolver on my back, and things may happen if I don't play it. Here's David... No, it's not David Gates. It's Stephen Bishop.
Everyone keeps telling me I'm something I'm not. They fill me with questions, they tear me apart. But through it all, it was you who pulled me out. So please don't leave me now. Just give me one someone.